It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker at Wham Talk 1600. We're here every Sunday for you from 2 to 5 Eastern, also available 24-7 at the following locations. Our YouTube channel, also entitled, same as the radio show, Operation Freedom, where we upload a couple new YouTube presentations every week. And we're also available where we do the majority of our work at DaveJanda.com. I must say the new and improved DaveJanda.com, the website is just the download speeds, the speed at which the page, you can get to the page and flip the page to the next, is I think, unmatched anywhere. But we also have changed service providers as far as our host, and which will make it much easier as it relates to the escalating traffic we have based on the content. So I encourage you to go to DaveJanda.com. We have the free, the public side. We also have the subscription side, which I believe is the best bang for the buck in all the internet. $9 a month gives you access to our archives from the WTF show, our Insider Insight show, gives you the podcast for this show. If you happen to miss it, if something comes up on a Sunday and you can't join us from 2 to 5, we have our podcast available 24/7 on this show and all of our shows all the way back actually to January, beginning of January this year, and then our archives up for the last 10 years will be up and running again now that we've made the switch, but it'll be in the very near future we get all those archives back online. And then we do our WTF show, our geopolitical show every week, and our Insider Insight show where we bring a guest forward to discuss information the fake media will not touch. Our next guest is a regular on our platform here with the radio, but also has been a very valued guest in our Insider Insight show. I must say that every time General McInerney comes on our show, we break new ground for people, ground that the bought-off lamestream fake media will not touch. A little background on General McInerney. For 35 years, General McInerney served as a pilot, commander, strategic planner in the United States Air Force. He's very modest about this, but at one point he was the number three person, I believe, in the Pentagon. He can correct me if I'm wrong. Tom retired from military service as Assistant Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting to the Secretary of Defense. Tom led the Pentagon's reinventing government effort, visiting more than 100 leading-edge commercial companies to assimilate their ideas about business reengineering. General McInerney graduated from the Great United States Military Academy and earned a master's degree in international relations from George Washington University. He also attended the Armed Forces Staff College and the National War College. He is co-author with our friend General Paul Vallely of the book Endgame. It is my honor to welcome back to the Operation Freedom platform, General Tom McInerney. Tom, welcome back to Operation Freedom.
Thank you, Dave. Just a minor correction. It's a major correction. I was the number three man in the air staff in the Pentagon.
Number three in the Air Force. I'm sorry, Tom.
Air Force.
But you should have been number three in the entire Pentagon. It's a promotion I'll give you. It's a promotion I'll give you. So, Tom.
Thank you.
Well, I'm not sure that's a thing. And I don't know. Number three, I don't know. But hey, Tom, I want to talk about you came on this show with the support of Admiral Ace Lyons, who was another regular on our show, who passed away in December of 2018. You came on our show on March 19th, 2017, and brought information forward that I was told very soon after you came on, shook the deep state to its very core. And that is, you presented information that in the Obama administration, with the support of Obama and the then director of the CIA, Brennan, and then the director of National Intelligence, Clapper, had been involved in an illegal surveillance program that was outside of the NSA program and was more CIA-based, that was illegally surveilling not just Trump, not just General Flynn, not just members of the Trump campaign team and staff, but also millions of Americans. And that was in a parallel platform, a platform where there was no internal reporting system, which there is an internal reporting system, as Bill Binney and Kirk Wiebe have identified in the NSA platforms, because they help build them and they know. But in these parallel platforms, a surveillance system where when the government criminals were getting information on people, they couldn't be traced and they could do so freely to gather this information. Tom, this past week, Bill Binney and Kirk Wiebe came on our platform and reaffirmed and supported the information as you presented, Admiral Lyons presented, and also the information on the parallel platform construction, as well as the hammer and the person who developed that, Dennis Montgomery. Did you get a chance to look at that interview with Bill and Kirk?
Yes, I did. It looked at excellent interviews.
And do you still stand behind what you presented on March 19th, 2017, and what Bill and Kirk supported as well?
Absolutely.
In spite of the fact that there are some individuals out there, and we're not going to mention who they are, but there are individuals out there saying, "Well, this never happened. This never existed. It's wrong." Of course, those people who are saying that have never developed, implemented, managed, or created a surveillance platform as Kirk and Bill did. Any response to those individuals, Tom, who seem to want to ignore the fact that parallel platforms and the hammer and these illegal surveillance platforms are, well, it's just an overstatement?
Well, if they do, then they're part of the deep state, and they're part of what we should be talking about right now, which is the whistleblower who is not a whistleblower. He's a leaker. That's Eric Ciaramella. And it's something that we've got to get on, Dave, because Fox News won't talk about it. The president tells the public to, you guys know who it is, let's expose him. And the reason he should be exposed is because he is a deep state individual. He is not a whistleblower, and he should not be given that title. And it's very important. As a matter of fact, he was part of the deep state and the Russian collusion. Mm-hmm. And John Durham and the Attorney General Bill Barr should be looking up what his role was in that. So this guy is linked not only to the Russian hoax, he's also linked to the Ukraine investigation, and much of the data went through the Ukraine. That's why the president is so interested in it, because it has to do with the 2016 election. And for some odd reason, people don't understand this. And that's why it's so important to get John Durham's report out, so the country can see how the Democratic Party, from when in the Obama administration, and Obama was aware of this, how this Russian hoax has been carried on through to the Ukrainian hoax. It is part of the Democratic Party trying to sabotage, and it's treasonous activity to take President Trump out. And it's extremely important that people understand the link, and the whistleblower, so-called, Eric Ciaramella, is the Democrat participated in both of these, and he was fired from the White House. He was in the National Security Council, and they fired him for leaking information, bad information about President Trump. In addition, now get this, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman was also involved in the passing of the phone conversation that, remember, he did listen to Ciaramella. And so he is the one that tipped off Ciaramella, who then went to Adam Schiff's staff, and they told him, well, portray that you are a whistleblower. And so this has all been concocted, and it's directly linked back to the Russian hoax.
And the common, and tell me if I'm wrong on this, Tom, but one of the common threads in all this, and it goes back, actually, to what you brought forward on March 19, 2017. Brennan was integral in the illegal surveillance. Brennan was the former director of the CIA under Obama, was integral in the fake Russian hoax narrative. He was integral in the Ukraine hoax. And this Ciaramella is associated, this, quote, gossip blower, we won't dignify, as you said, with them with the name whistleblower, was linked with Brennan. Brennan is the common thread here.
Well, Brennan and Clapper and Comey and all of them, but Brennan was the common one from the CIA side, that was leading it and really created the whole scheme, and which President Obama unfortunately was aware of and had to be aware of it. But the fact is, Charmella is a guy that was linked with both of them, and he's still out there. And now they're trying to give him protection as a whistleblower, and that's why it's so important that he testify, not respond to written questions, that he must testify under oath. And they're deathly afraid. Pencil Neck Schiff is deathly afraid to let anybody question him. But the American people must know that he is a leaker, not a whistleblower, and he was involved in both programs. And hopefully John Durham, when he finishes his report, will show that this was the case. Very important, Dave, very important.
Well,
this is breaking news.
And it's critical for the future of our country.
Absolutely.
Right? Because as you mentioned, Tom, you know, as I understand it, this Charmella was behind the fake story. Remember, there was this fake story, Tom, that was out there circulating that Putin told President Trump to fire Comey, which is completely faced. I mean, completely debunked. It was my understanding. This is back in 2017, that it was Charmella, the same guy that leaked that, that made that up and leaked it to the media.
I believe it. I believe it. He has been behind this on both sides, as I say, on the Russian hoax and now the Ukrainian hoax. He is a key player, and they're trying to give him protection with that whistleblower status, and that's why he must be exposed. And that's why the president must insist that the DNI, the acting DNI, and the IG, that they correct this and get this information out. I have no idea why the DNI IG Atkinson did not pick this up before it was before they announced it. There was just no reason why that he and McGuire is an interim DNI, and they knew they had an interim DNI and wasn't very experienced in what was going on over there. And so they let this get by. This is not tolerable. The deep state, these guys are creating treasonous activities against the U.S. government and should be so treated accordingly.
So the Inspector General of the intelligence community that said that this guy should be given whistleblower status, this guy who was a CIA employee, a wingman for Brennan, this guy who was a partisan Democrat, a blatant Trump hater, who circulated fake stories about the president as far back as a couple years ago. The guy who gave him that whistleblower accreditation was this Michael Atkinson, the Inspector General Intelligence Community. Well, I did a little digging on him, Tom. He was previously the senior counsel to the Assistant Attorney General for the National Security Division of the Department of Justice. That made him the senior legal counsel to John Carlin and Mary McCord during the Obama administration. And it turns out that same organization that he was ahead of at the time was under no IG oversight. And in 2015, the Inspector General of the Department of Justice requested oversight of Atkinson's division, and he was told by who? Sally Yates, that no, that's not going to be allowed. So looking at this a little different way, Tom, Atkinson was the lawyer for the same Department of Justice, National Security Division players, who one, lied to the FISA court, and filed the FISA application against Carter Page and used FARA violations as tools for political surveillance and political targeting, which means that he was at the epicenter, Tom, of the political weaponization of the Department of Justice and the FISA abuse.
Absolutely. See how once we start pulling on this string, all these swamp dwellers, these deep staters, it's all coming out. They're tied together. And the White House doesn't know it yet, I hope they're listening to this program so they can help. Most of all, John Durham is listening to the program so he can go right in and look at these people. Look at Atkinson. Look at Carmella. Mm-hmm. All these people were involved in both attempts to impeach the president. And so it is extremely important what you are doing, Dave, and the information that you're getting out to your listeners. No one else is tracking this like you are. And so I commend you for it.
Well, that's very kind, Tom, and from coming from you, that means a great deal to me. You know, and Lieutenant Colonel Jim Hickman just came forward in the last 24 hours about this guy Vindman, who you brought up. It appears Vindman was listening to the call, and he's the one who turned over the false information, as well, to Sharmella, who then became the gossip blower. But listen to this. This is what Hickman, who was his directly his commanding officer. This is back to 2012. When this occurred, Hickman was a lieutenant colonel. Vindman was a major at the time and was sitting in a classroom talking to U.S. and Russian soldiers as well as young officers and government service employees about America, Russia, and Obama. This is 2012 now. Vindman was apologetic with Russians in the room. He was apologetic of American culture, laughed about Americans not being educated or worldly, and really talked up Obama and globalism to the point that it was uncomfortable. He would speak with Russian soldiers and laugh as if it was at the expense of U.S. personnel. It was so uncomfortable and unprofessional. One of the government service employees came and told Lieutenant Colonel Hickman everything. Hickman, his statement, walked over, sat within earshot of Vindman, and sure enough, it was all confirmed what the government service employee told him. One comment, he said, struck me as odd. It was with respect to Americans falsely thinking they're exceptional when he said, quote, he, Obama, is working on that. Regardless, after hearing Vindman bash America a few times in front of subordinates, Russians, and government service employees, as well as hearing an earful about globalization and Obama's plan, Hickman said, I had enough. I tapped him on the shoulder and asked him to step outside. At that point, I verbally reprimanded him for his actions. Bottom line, Vindman was a partisan Democrat at least far back as 2012, so much so that junior officers and soldiers felt uncomfortable around him. He is not your professional field grade officer who has the character and the integrity to do the right thing. Do not let the uniform fool you. He is a political activist in uniform. Now, Tom, Lieutenant Colonel Hickman has come forward. He does not want publicity. He does, but he feels as though this needs to be brought forward for the future of our country. Tom, if you were in Hickman's place and had witnessed this from this Vindman character, my question is, Tom, would this Vindman still have been in the military?
Well, not if he was under my command, but unfortunately he wasn't under Hickman's command. He was temporary duty. He was TDY there, so he wasn't writing his performance report. And the important thing what Hickman has done is he has exposed this. And I cannot imagine in my career, and I was in two administrations, one going from President Ford to Jimmy Carter, and then I was right across from the Secretary of Defense's office, working for the advisor on NATO affairs, Ambassador Comer. And I saw everything that went to the White House from SecDef. In another case, when I was the number three man in the Air Force in the Bush 41 Clinton administration, no military man would have done what Vindman did. It is inconceivable to me. So it shows that Vindman is part of the deep state. Without any doubt, Sharmella is the key guy that has been orchestrating it and getting the word to the political types, because he worked directly for the Vice President Biden, and then as well as others. And so it's something that the Trump administration has just got to get a grip on. And if it's not exposed right away, and if John Durham does not question Sharmella, we're going to be in trouble, because he's part of both of them. He is a key, still active active link in trying to take down the Trump administration. Very important, Mr. Durham, that you get hold of this so-called whistleblower. He's a leaker, but more than that, he's conducting treasonous activities against the U.S. government by trying to overthrow the government with a soft coup d'etat through the impeachment proceedings.
Folks, we're speaking with General Tom McInerney. Tom, this past week, Adam Schiff called an individual, former NSC senior director for European Affairs, Tim Morrison, to Congress to testify. And it was felt that he was going to turn evidence against President Trump. In fact, he did the exact opposite. He stated he was on that phone call on July 25th between President Trump and President Zelensky of Ukraine. He told House investigators, quote, that he did not believe anything illegal was discussed, end quote. In fact, he stated that Ukrainian officials were not even aware that certain military funding had been delayed by the Trump administration until late in August of 2019, which was well over about a month and a half after that phone call occurred. Quote, I have no reason to believe the Ukrainians had any knowledge of the military funding review until August 28, 2019. That is the same day that Representative Adam Schiff, the chief anti-Trump inquisitor in the U.S. House of Representatives, disclosed on Twitter that funding had been held up. So good old Adam Schiff took a huge shot to the chops, Tom, when it came to the fact that there was a problem on that phone call. And in fact, the only person talking about it is this Eric Sciarmella, who was not on the call, who was given gossip from another individual, probably this Vindman character who we've dissected, and then came forward as a deep state operative who was a Brennan acolyte to try to get this fake impeachment ball a-rolling, Tom.
Exactly. I mean, Schiff committee has hired two former NSC personnel, a Abigail Grace, who left worked for the NSC until 2018. She was hired by Schiff in February. Sean Misko, NSC aide until 2017, and he joined it in August. Schiff has planted NSC people in his staff. So all this has been orchestrated. And then, of course, you've got Eric Sciarmella, who they should have, when he was kicked out of the NSC and went back to the CIA, they should not have accepted him back there. They should have gotten him out of the government. So what is going on with the leadership we have? What did the DNI, why did they accept him when he was fired from the NSC? I just don't understand what this administration has been doing and the people who ought to be supporting the president. What is the Senate doing? If you and I are pointing out all these things, what is the Senate doing? What is the Judiciary Committee doing? Lindsey Graham, why isn't he asking these questions of these people? Why hasn't he called up Eric Sciarmella? Why hasn't he called up Vindman? Why hasn't he done a host of things? And if they're waiting for John Durham to do it, they're waiting too long. They have got to start exposing this right now, because the mainstream media is backing the Democratic Party, and they know that these things have been set up. They are working so close with them. That's why this is extremely dangerous to the nation.
Tom, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. You're an incredible patriot, and as I mentioned in one of our interviews, I truly believe that you should be awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom and Honor because of what you did in exposing the deep state, because I know you've gotten tremendous heat, as did Admiral Lyons, for coming forward. And I thank you, Tom, for your patriotic service to our country. It continues to this hour, to this day, and to this minute. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker here at WAM Talk 1600.